Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I've got Alberto Ferronato with me, Director of Product Marketing from Cloud Infrastructure Storage and Availability at VMware. Welcome, Alberto.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me.
So, Alberto, why don't you just start the interview? This is your first time on Chip Chat, talking about what you do at VMware and how your organization fits into the broader focus of the company.
So I've been with the company for about 6 years now, and for the past couple of years, worked more deeply into the storage area. So as you said, my title is Director of Product Marketing for Storage and Availability. So I cover products, such as Site Recovery Manager, vSphere Data Protection, and now the new VMware Virtual SAN. The portfolio that VMware is developing and roadmap that VMware is developing around storage and availability is ever-growing. It's an important area of focus for us. It's one of the four key pillars of our software-defined data center strategy, together with compute virtualization, network virtualization, and management. Software-defined storage is the fourth key pillar of our strategy for the data center of the future.
Most people think about VMware in terms of server workloads. Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing in the storage arena?
So the storage arena is certainly becoming extremely interesting. It's an area where there's significant innovation being brought to market across the board from both a hardware standpoint as well as software capabilities that are being developed by a wide range of startups. VMware has a comprehensive strategy around storage, which is aimed at essentially bringing the same operational efficiency that server virtualization brought to compute now to storage. And so to do that, there's a number of things that we need to solve in order to enable this new approach to how you consume storage and how you provision it and manage it. We certainly want to take advantage of the hypervisor and the unique position that the hypervisor has in the stack. If you think about it from a storage I/O standpoint, the hypervisor captures essentially all the I/O traffic that the applications are requesting to the underlying infrastructure. And so we do have real-time knowledge of the storage demand from each individual application in a very application-neutral way, right? So we use the encapsulation of the VM as a way for us to be able to communicate with each individual application the same way. We also have global visibility on the underlying infrastructure. So we talk to all the different tiers and layers of storage that are in the data center, whether, you know, the more traditional SAN NAS devices, but also newer emerging tiers of storage like, you know, server-side storage or cloud storage. So we want to leverage the hypervisor to really bring this new wave of innovation to our customers.
And today, you guys had a very exciting announcement associated with this. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so today we announced a major step forward in our roadmap for software-defined storage. We announced the availability of VMware Virtual SAN. And VMware Virtual SAN represents the new product introduction for VMware. It's a major innovation, in our view, in the area of storage. We're delivering to our customer a significant new tier of storage that will deliver significant value.
Exactly what is vSAN delivering in terms of core capabilities?
vSAN is what we call radically simple hypervisor converged storage. It's a little bit of a mouthful, but essentially what that means is that vSAN extends the hypervisor, vSphere, to pull SSDs or more in general flash devices and magnetic disks in your hosts to deliver what essentially is a distributed object store that can be used to store your virtual disks. It is a data store that looks and feels like any traditional data store in terms of providing the same level of reliability, robustness, resiliency, but it has some peculiarities, starting with the fact that it's delivered out of a distributed architecture from server-side resources that are inherently part of your server infrastructure.
Can you tell me a little bit about how customers have responded to these capabilities?
Yeah, sure, certainly. The first time we talked about the product was at VMworld 2013 here in San Francisco, and we introduced the product in the form of a public beta. We've had a tremendous response from our customer base to the product. We had so far over 12,000 customers registering for the public beta. There's a lot of excitement around a number of capabilities that that the product delivers, starting with the policy-based management approach to storage. For a lot of customers, provision provisioning storage to VMs today, it's a very complex process that requires several people to come together and requires a lot of pre-allocation of storage and pre-allocation of data services related to storage. Typically, when you get your storage array, you need to pre-configure it, set it up, and then start partitioning the capacity into what people know as, you know, LUNs or volumes, defining RAID configurations, define replication configurations at that point, well ahead of when you are going to actually consume it. And so all this pre-allocation often leads to over-provisioning of capabilities as well as difficulties down the line when you have to do change management. You know, with the policy-centric model that Virtual SAN delivers, you really flip this whole argument around. You know, data services and availability performance services for storage are tied to your individual VM. They're captured in simple templates that you can associate to the VM when you provision storage and when you provision the VM on your infrastructure. And all the data services that are necessary to fulfill those policies are transparently provisioned at provisioning time. And so that really makes change management much simpler, because now you go back to your policy. If you need to make any changes, you just modify the policy and automatically everything gets taken care of by Virtual SAN in the back end. So this is one of the things that our customer base is really appreciating a lot about the product.
Can you talk about the collaboration with Intel in this space?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been working with Intel for quite some time to provide a broad choice of hardware components to create your vSAN nodes leveraging Intel components. In particular, as a key element of the architecture for vSAN, we use solid-state drives as the performance tier within the architecture to deliver storage acceleration via read-write caching. It's very important to work with Intel to ensure that we can offer a broad hardware compatibility list that customers can leverage to choose the component of choice. We're working on reference architectures that will help customers determine what is the configuration of their nodes and how they can apply different configurations to fulfill specific use cases.
Well, thank you so much for being on. You know, amazing accomplishment. I'm sure that there's customers on the line that want to know where they can find out more information about this. Can you provide a suggestion of where people can go to find out more information about Virtual SAN?
Sure, absolutely. VMware.com, we have a vSAN product page. I encourage people to go back to the recording of the launch event that just happened on March 6th, and the URL for that is vmware.com/now. And also the vSphere blog, as well as on Twitter, you can follow at VMware vSAN.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out. I know it must be a busy time for you, Alberto. Thanks for being on Chip Chat.
Thank you very much, Allison. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.